Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, welcome back. And Oklahoma, the tickets on sale Friday. It is Friday week. It's the 5th of December for the Bord Gáis Energy Show. Lots going on there today. Now, on Tuesday, you'll remember we had a huge celebration of books on the programme. And Elena Ryan from Children's Books Ireland was in with a whole host of amazing young reviewers in the studio. And a special couple have been celebrating books elsewhere in Dublin. Adam Darcy and Maeve McLaughlin are their name. They were in Chapters Bookshop, which is a celebrated legendary store inside Dublin town. They had a very special reason to be there. Adam and Maeve are both in line. Good morning. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Adam, what part of the world are you from?
I'm from just down the road from Chapters. I grew up just top of Gardner Street.
Top of Gardner Street. And Maeve?
I'm from Belfast, actually.
You're from Belfast. How long have you been here in Dublin, Maeve?
About 9 years now. Up on 9 years.
And what brought you to Dublin?
I moved down here for work, actually, just after college. I moved down to get a job down here.
And it's gone so well, you've fallen in love.
Exactly, yeah.
Adam, take us through what happened in Chapters Bookshop.
Yeah, I think it's obviously so nerve-wracking. But yeah, I was planning to propose to Maeve over the last couple of weeks. And thankfully, I went down to Chapters, which is somewhere that we've spent a lot of time together over the last few years, and it's somewhere that obviously is really special to me growing up, just beside it. And they're kind enough to let us take our puppy Puka into the shop.
Wow.
And they were kind enough to get some wine out, and one of our friends convinced Maeve to come down for a walk, and in the fantasy section, which is Maeve's favourite. The fantasy section, yeah. I hopefully fulfilled her fantasies and proposed, and she agreed to marry me. So we're preparing for that now. This has been a really exciting week.
Maeve, this was a total surprise. You didn't suspect it?
No, not in the slightest. We knew we were going to get married, but I thought it would be, you know, another year's time or so. Not now.
You were expecting the engagement, and who walked you down to Chapters?
It was our friend Charmin, actually. She pretended to be having a bit of a bad day. So she was like, need you to come for a walk with me. I need you to come. Like, let's go into Chapters and look at some books. I was like, happy to.
You're a good friend. And she's a brilliant liar.
She was a very good liar. I was very convinced.
Come here. What do you actually see when you go into Chapters that you start to suspect something is a bit different?
Honestly, nothing until he got down on one knee. there was a book reading on in Chapters for a book, and they had wine and stuff. So I just thought we were going
very
in to have
good.
A look. I was surprised that they let us take our dog in. I was very concerned that Adam had not quite gotten the right end of it with her being allowed in. But yeah, I didn't suspect anything until he got down on one knee, and I was extremely surprised.
Wow! In the fantasy section, what usually brings you to the fantasy section? What are you buying when you go in there?
Oh, anything and everything. I like kind of urban fantasy would kind of be my favourite. So there's a few authors like Shannon Maguire and Patricia Briggs and Naomi Novak. Those kind of.
Oh, that sounds very kind of niche. I don't think I know that. I was about to say Philip Pullman. I presume he's the big hit at the moment. Book of Dust.
I do like Philip Pullman it's sort of the when I say real world fantasy. Obviously, it's not real world, but you know the kind of fantasy that is. Magic is every day, that
touches
kind of thing.
Oh, that's the best kind of fantasy to be interested in.
Exactly, yeah.
Adam, for you two, Chapters is special to both of you. This was a lovely place to do it.
Yeah, it really has been. Like, growing up in town, like, my parents obviously would have had me down there a lot. My gran would have brought me down. And it's always been kind of a staple of my life. Like, when I was going through college, I got college books there. I'm always popping in just to pick up a book to read and stuff. So it was great that it became a part of me and Maeve's life together, and even better that we were able to kind of have that special moment in there.
Great idea. They were so good to you in Chapters. Did you bring the ring with you to convince them?
I did. I brought the ring. I was afraid they wouldn't believe me. So I picked the ring up in Applebee's, and then I ran across town, got the dog, and actually brought it down to show them, to be like, hey, like, I'm not just messing. Like, I genuinely am going to do this. Like, please let me. And yeah, they're very good about it.
They said, this guy means business. Definitely let him in. You were nervous, but it all worked out beautifully.
All worked out stunning, and the photos are stunning, and it's just such a great story now. I think people have really really enjoyed hearing it, so it's been absolutely great.
Tell us a little bit about Pooka.
Pooka is our rescue greyhound. She's a big girl, but she's very gentle, and she's asleep here beside me. But yeah, she was very excited to be part of it as well.
And what do you do in life, the pair of you?
We're both software engineers.
Both software engineers. Yeah, I heard them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Absolutely in tune. And everyone is, I'm sure all your friends are torturing you on, when is the wedding? What's the date? What's the plan? Where are you doing it?
Absolutely nothing more. Like, we've been looking up different venues. I think after Christmas, we're going to start trying to view places and going down to all the different places that you can get married and trying to figure it all out and, you know, getting how family are going to get down from Belfast, how my family are going to get wherever we're getting from where they are across the world. I think we're just looking forward to having a quiet Christmas though, and get into all of that
and enjoy it. And thank you so much for sharing it. Maeve McLaughlin, before I let you go, Chapters Bookshop, how wonderful is it to get people down there?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, like, I've been going there since I was a child. My dad would have brought us in when we went down to Dublin. They have a really huge secondhand section, which is just amazing. Like, it's lovely to see. You can get all sorts that you wouldn't see elsewhere because they're, you know, older books or whatever. I really do like that.
It's beautiful and glorious. Adam Darcy and Maeve McLaughlin, thank you both so much. Congratulations and a happy engagement to you. Rachel English is coming up with the news at 1. Have a lovely Thursday, everybody. Slán.